That brings us to our today's objective. To change my present position, I must reconsider. I must reconsider. The subtitle of today's message is Take Another Look. Take another look. Turn your Bibles to Psalm 119. Church, once we recognize how we are out of position with God, it is essential that we then reconsider some things. Once we recognize that we are out of position with God, it is essential that we then reconsider some things. See, make no mistake that in order to get in position, the first thing I must do is recognize. I must know that I'm out of position. But if all I do is recognize, then it's easy to continue just where I am. Amen. What do I mean by that? Amen. See, we can admit that a lot of things are wrong in our lives. We can do that. And it seems like the longer we are Christians, the easier it is to admit that there are some things in our lives that are wrong. We can admit things are wrong and yet go nowhere with it. Not change at all. See, we're good at that. Oh, yes, we can often acknowledge, God, I am out of position with you. We can do it with ease. Yeah, I know. That's what we say. Yeah, I know. I need to stop drinking, cussing, smoking, fussing, gambling, insert your pet sin, whatever that sin is. Yeah, I know. See, I recognize I'm out of position. Yeah, I know I have a bad attitude. And then we laugh about it. Yeah, I know I'm impatient. And yet we keep on going. Yeah, I know that I'm loose with my mouth. And yet, we keep on being loose. Yeah, I know I'm lazy. I know. We have such comfort and such ease saying, I know. We have so little regard and appreciation for God's mercy. So comfortable knowing that we are in the wrong. And we are so comfortable in knowing that we are wrong that we don't even add a but. We don't even add a but at the end of the sentence. We just say, I know. And I'm not sure why we are so comfortable acknowledging that we are wrong and yet not doing anything about it. Maybe it's because we really don't think God will punish us. Church, sometimes I think we really don't believe that God is holy. That we really don't believe that he is perfect and righteous. That we really don't believe that he is pure. It could be that we believe that there are not really consequences for our behavior. Or maybe it's because we think we are tough enough to handle whatever consequences come our way. We think that we know what God's going to do to us. We think we know how God is going to punish us. And we've decided that we have weighed our options and we can handle the consequences. Maybe we just don't see the connection between our wrong and the state of our life. We don't see the areas of our struggle and how they are directly related to the wrong that we do. Maybe we just don't care. But we are comfortable with our wrong. That's why we can't just recognize. Once we recognize, we must then reconsider. Reconsider what? Reconsider the course of our life. Let me give you a definition of that word, reconsider. To reconsider means to think about again in a new way. To think about again in a new way. It is to carefully consider something again. To carefully consider something again. And it is considering something again for the purpose of changing. Amen. Considering something again for the purpose of changing. Changing a decision that I've already made. Changing a choice that I have already made. See, church, every now and then, I need to reconsider the course of my life. I know we all have deep ingrained behaviors and habits and manners, things that we are comfortable with and things that we expect everybody else to put up with. I know we have strong opinions and views about things, and we just think things a certain way and go through life in a certain way. I know that we do that, and I know that we have been handling our business the same way for a long time. But church, perhaps it's time to take another look. Amen. To look at my life again. Amen. And look at it carefully. Take an assessment. Church, we should periodically stop and take an assessment of our life. And when we do, we will learn some things. See, perhaps we will find out that instead of looking all around for external solutions to our problems, that there are some things that we can and should do to get some results in our life. Maybe the best way to change our life is to change us. See, perhaps we will realize that our life would get exponentially better if we made some different choices. Perhaps my old choices aren't working out too well. Perhaps I need to make new choices, different choices. See, when we look at our life and take an assessment, we're going to learn some things. Perhaps we will learn that we need to change how we make decisions. That our decision-making process is not what it should be. And that because of that, we keep making one bad decision after another after another. So I must assess my life. Need to reconsider some things. The course of my life. Let's look at Psalm 119. We're going to look at verse 59. Psalm 119, verse 59. This is a beautiful psalm. Most theologians believe it was written by David. It is the longest chapter in the Bible. And it is a beautiful psalm because it speaks of the blessings and the goodness of God's word. Speaks of the blessings and the goodness of his law, his precepts, and his judgment. And as David is talking about God's law and his goodness and how he just desires to obey God and follow his laws, we get to verse 59. And he says something interesting. We're going to read one verse of scripture. Verse 59, it says, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. In other words, he's saying, I reckon with the direction of my life. He's saying, I pondered the pattern of my life. When you ponder something, you study it carefully. It's like looking at your life from all angles. He's saying, I thought deeply about my life. In other words, what he did is he considered the road that he was on. He considered the road that he was on and where it was heading. And when he looked close enough at his life, he saw some areas of dissatisfaction. He found some areas where he was off track. And it led him to change his position. He said, I went back. I turn my feet back to your testimonies. That word testimony simply means what God said. When I look closely at my life, I realize that there are some areas that I was off track. So I had to go back to what God said. And that's an interesting statement coming from him because, like I said, he had spent the first 58 verses expressing his love for the Word of God, talking about how he hid the Word in his heart, expressing his desire that God would teach him the Word and enable him to keep the Word. And yet after all of that, he lets us know that when I look closely at my life, I was not satisfied. He had to change his present position. And he had to turn back to what God said. Church, we have to turn back to what God said. But we do it after we reconsider some things. Look at areas of our life and see where we are off track. And that's why I love this scripture, because this scripture reminds us that all of us need to take a look. Amen. See, it's not just for the sinner. It's not just for the unsaved. It's not just for the backslidden. It's for everybody. Even those who love the Lord. Even those who believe that they serve the Lord. Even those who believe that they want to please the Lord. All of us have to take another look. Take another look. Whether you think you have it going on or not, take another look. If you're struggling, take another look. If you're having trouble with your flesh, take another look. If you're having struggles in your mind, take another look. If you are struggling with depression and anxiety and you are hurting, not living up to your potential, take another look. Wherever you are in your life, reconsider some things. Look at your life again, but this time carefully. Look at your life again, but look at it carefully. Church, that's so hard for us to do. It's a simple instruction, but it's so hard for us to do. And it's hard for us to do in the current culture that we live in. Because our current culture is so much focused on what's external to us. And we live in a society and in a culture where everyone wants to be an expert on something. You know, everybody has a YouTube channel. Everybody is a social media influencer. Everybody has a blog. See, we are good at directing our attention outward. We are good at telling people what we know. We are good at telling people what they should do. But it is so hard for us to look closely at our life and see that our life is not what it should be. And we struggle so much in that area that we will criticize and comment on somebody else when our life is in the exact same condition. It's time to take another look. Church, it's time to take another look. Get off all this stuff that we are on. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Get off all of this stuff that is wasting our time and study the pattern of our life. Consider the road that you are on and consider where you're heading. Take your eye off of all of this stuff that is meaningless. What direction am I going in my life? Where is my spiritual life going? Where is my marriage going? Where are my children going? Where is my health going? Where are my finances going? Where is my mental state going? Take your eyes off of all of this stuff around you and consider, study the pattern of your life. Church, I don't understand the time that we waste in the society that we live in. I don't understand the time that we waste in all of this social media, because in order to have a productive life, it's a full-time job. It's a full-time job to have a productive life. It's a full-time job to be the person you're supposed to be. It's a full-time job to be the parent you're supposed to be. It's a full-time job.